News from Rotherhithe. Bridge plan to link Rotherhithe with Canary Wharf. A bridge named after the pioneering father and son engineers, Mark and Isambard Brunel, could be built across the Thames in just 4 years. Reserved for pedestrians and cyclists, it would connect Rotherhithe and Canary Wharf for the first time and relieve pressure on the overcrowded Jubilee line. Simon Hughes MP and the charity Sustrans are launching an architectural competition to find a design for the bridge, which must be capable of lifting for boats to pass underneath it. Mr. Hughes said, "I strongly believe this bridge is one of the best ways in South East and East London to ease congestion, promote regeneration, encourage environmentally friendly travel, and accommodate London's increasing population." The plan is a revival of a £66 million construction scheme proposed by Sustrans in 2008, which was dropped by the Mayor of London. Most of the funding for the new proposal was expected to come from private sources. Mr. Hughes added, "Local transport links in the Surrey Docks and Canary Wharf areas have become more and more strained over the last few years. The Jubilee line from Canada Water to Canary Wharf is one of the most overcrowded parts of the underground network. The Rotherhithe Tunnel continues to suffer from severe congestion and is intimidating for use for pedestrians and cyclists. And with the opening of the new Crosswell station at Canary Wharf due in 2018, I would expect the situation on our already strained transport network to worsen still." Dubbed the Brunel Bridge by the Bermondsey MP, it would be built just east of where Mark Brunel and his son Isambard completed the Thames Tunnel, the first under any river, in 1843. Durrans Wharf, north of Surrey Docks Farm, has been selected as a possible site for the beginning of the bridge, which could end at the impounding lock in West Ferry Road. One Rotherhithe resident who supports the idea, Dr. Richard Shuttlewood, said, "It would be a huge benefit to people. At the moment, the main way of getting to Canada Water would be on the Jubilee line. That can get very, very crowded, so it's a fairly unpleasant journey. You're absolutely packed in like sardines." He added, "This will get worse with further developments in SE16, including the 40-storey cellar tower at Canada Water and the proposed British land development at the disused Printworks. As far as I can tell, as of October 2013, there was planning consent for 2,800 homes in the Canada Water area alone." Last week at Mayor's Question Time, Mayor Boris Johnson said he might well consider backing the bridge. "I do agree that there should be a crossing in that area. Let's see what Sustrans are proposing," he said. The Environment Agency has stated that it is also in principle supportive of the plans, and Sir George Ibescu, the chairman of the Canary Wharf Group, has offered his full public support.